Sudan was supposed to be on the itinerary of Senator Barack Obama, who's on an African tour. He wanted to visit the troubled country, but he won't. The Sudanese government declined to give him a visa.
Obama's shifting travel plans tell you something about Africa's shifting fortunes. He was also planning to visit Congo, but the Illinois senator canceled that visit, too, at the request of the U.S. Embassy. The embassy said its personnel were overworked because of 3 days of violence in the capital.
Senator Obama is still scheduled to visit another troubled country, Chad. And he was welcomed today in Kenya for a kind of homecoming. He arrived in the country where his late father was born.
Ever since Obama won his Illinois Senate seat in 2004, he's been viewed as a favorite son in Kenya. His trip has been widely anticipated, and it's being treated as a state visit by the government. Nowhere is anticipation higher than in the tiny farming village of Kogelo, hometown of the Obama family. David McGuffin traveled to Kogelo and reports on preparations for the senator's visit.
This land is my land. This land is your land. From Lake Victoria.
An American classic with a Kenyan twist.
From Mount Kenya to the Rift Valley.
The children at the Senator Obama Secondary School in Kogelo, Western Kenya, are practicing an appropriate song ahead of the Saturday visit by the school's famous namesake. This small farming community is in full celebration mode. The road down to the Obama family homestead, a half mile from the school, has been cleared of potholes for the first time in years. At the school, students Alexander Andiambo and Stacy Anyango relish the chance to meet a man many see as a role model.
When he became a prominent person in the USA, so that education that he had is what I can also adopt and follow.
He is a good man, and I hope I will be like him.
But the hopes in this community go well beyond that. There's an African tradition that when a successful son returns home, he spreads some riches amongst those left behind. At the school, men are working feverishly to complete a building that could be a science lab, with the hope that the senator will see the empty shell and offer to help fill it with equipment. And the school's principal, Juanita Obiero, says they need so much more.
We don't have electricity. There's also need for having a computer lab and computers in the school. So there's even need to have staff houses. We also need something like a school van or a school bus. Even water is another problem, even if we can get water tanks.
Similar wish lists can be heard throughout this desperately poor community in a region with one of Kenya's highest AIDS infection rates.
We put the drugs now on the floor because the place is very small.
At the local medical clinic, nurse Mary Ogola says she needs better storage for drugs, more room for patients, a maternity wing.
You will help, I know.
At the Obama family homestead, relatives from across the country are beginning to gather. A dozen or more are here already. There is even talk of slaughtering a cow to feed the crowd. Family members clearly bask in the glow of their famous cousin, but some are wary of the expectations other locals have in him. School teacher Moses Obama, the senator's first cousin, says villagers have to remember the senator is a visitor.
We've always highlighted to people that the senator is basically an American. So we cannot bank all the hopes on him. He can only chip in where he feels he can help us and where our effort cannot make us accomplish what we want.
In his best-selling memoir, Dreams of My Father, Obama wrote affectionately about his visits to the village. But he told reporters in South Africa Tuesday, ahead of his arrival here, that it needs to be remembered he is not a Kenyan politician. He plans to speak on the need for African self-reliance. In the family home, Obama's 85-year-old grandmother shows off pictures and election posters of her famous grandson. Affectionately called Mama Sarah in the village, she says people should just be happy to have him visit.
Amor.
I am happy. I am happy he is coming, and I welcome him home, she says, in her native Luo language. He has the blessing of the village, and the people here love him, and I think that inspired him very much. People in Kogelo refer to Obama's two previous visits as the first coming and the second coming. An innocent turn of phrase, perhaps, but there is still the hope that the American senator and best-selling author will produce some minor miracles for this poverty-stricken community. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Kogelo, Western Kenya.